Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. When I was a child, I saw my mother killed by something impossible. My father went to prison for her murder. Then an accident made me the impossible. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist, but secretly, I use my speed to fight crime and find others like me. And one day, I'll find who killed my mother and get justice for my father. I am The Flash.
Welcome to the Flash Talk Podcast. Tonight, we are talking about the most epic finale I've ever seen. Wow. The Flash, I mean, this even beats the Smallville Season 10 finale. I don't care. They only showed Tom Welling's head, so that doesn't count. He was never Superman. We saw a CGI Superman. This guy, Gus Grant, is the Flash. Oh, my gosh, I mean, there's so much to talk about. So many Easter eggs. If you might have seen the helmet from Alter Universe from The Flash. Very cool. Oh, man, so much to talk about. We're actually going to split this podcast. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to do the Flash talk, and then after that, we're going to continue the conversation, because there's really too much to talk about. We're going to continue the conversation on DC Comics talk, so after half an hour, we're going to switch over to DC Comics talk, and if you want to listen to our great discussion, please head on over to DC Comics talk as we finish up our discussion of the season finale of Season 1 of The Flash. Woo! Man, I felt like I ran a marathon. It was just intense. We're live right now, so if you're listening to us right now, please call in at 914-803-4355. Again, that number is 914-803-4355. Again, you do not have to be an expert of The Flash. I'm not. I'm just a fan. So call in so we can discuss with other fan members. Without further ado, let's go to the phone lines from area code 239. Welcome to the season finale of Season 1 of The Flash.
Matt Flash versus the Reverse Flash. What's up?
There you go. I'm going to have a little background music because this feels like an energy,
or should I say
Speed Force type of podcast here.
My energy was up when I was watching the episode. I mean, God, Jesus, it was like so phenomenal.
Well, give us your first reaction. Once it was over, how did you feel watching this finale?
My geek out was so amazing. First, I was watching it in my room, but my caregiver was at the hospital for, like, a family member thing. And then my roommate heard it in the other room. And then I go after, I go, oh, my God. I can't believe Eddie shot himself.
Crazy.
To help erase the real Reverse Flash. That was just crazy. And then the ending there where there was a paradox, kind of, and then Barry just raced up there to a different time zone. Was that like into the distant future or wherever he was going to?
Very, very cool stuff that they threw at us. Definitely it's going to be one of those we have to watch over and over and over all summer long.
I know, I went out into the living room and watched the DVR, and then tomorrow, Thursday, I'm getting the PS3, and then I'm going to download the episode and then copy it
to it and keep watching. Thank you, Matt. We have another caller from air code 609. Who is this?
It's Speed Force Frank.
Oh, Speed Force Frank, you know you need your theme song. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. May the Speed Force be with you.
So, dude, first reaction. Give me your first reaction. Go ahead.
I love this show, man. This is why I've always championed behind this show. I mean, from beginning to end, very, very, very minimal hiccups. very, very minimal.
I don't think there was a slow moment.
This is probably the nearest to a perfect comic TV show that I've ever watched. I mean, this surpasses Smallville to me. This is the new standard. I mean, between the special effects tonight,
raised the bar, man.
And don't get me wrong, I want Arrow to be better for next season because I'm actually interested in it. But I mean, I think with the way the Flash is going, I think it kind of goofed them up during the season because Flash is doing so good. But in a way, maybe it's a good thing because maybe they can go back to the drawing board with the Arrow because it's going to be hard. Like, this has definitely become the flagship show of the CW for sure. The most ever watched CW TV show.
You are so right, man.
I mean, I feel bad for Stephen Amell only because, like, they were the it show, but and he helped, he had Grant Gustin, but if you get a chance to go see them, if they have a panel at San Diego Comic-Con, you have to go, dude, because it's going to be electric.
Oh, I can see the lineups already. They're already lining up.
Dude, I'm going to definitely go to the New York Comic-Con because that's right before they're going to start premiering the first, the second season, and I'm going for that.
Oh, so cool, dude.
What an awesome show from the beginning to the end.
From the opening, we get the same opening, but a really darker tone. And then at the very end is, today's that day where I find out, you know, who killed my mother. How cool was that, man?
It's amazing. I mean, hopefully.
Yeah, I love that opening there. I was geeking out at that opening when he goes.
Yeah, so different.
That original opening there when he goes, when we didn't see the classic beating around Central City. He goes, my name is Barry Allen. I am the fastest man alive. One day I will find the man who killed my mother, and now I have. And I love that scene when he was interrogating Harrison Wells. He was like,
Hold on, man. Before we get into scenes, let's get another caller in here so they could join in on the fun from area code 469. Who is this?
Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe. Tell me you watched it.
I watched it, dude. It was
okay. Hold on, man. You need a theme song too. Here we go. Okay, go.
Awesome. I loved it, man.
Run, Joe.
It felt very cinematic, dude. It was so good.
Oh, why can't this be 2 hours? Seriously, why couldn't they make it a 2-hour finale?
I was having chills watching it, and I haven't had chills like that since the season finale of Smallville. Since the last season, last episode. I haven't had chills like that since then. This was great, man. And I cried at the end.
Are you kidding me? We're going to get into that. Because, dude, we were all there. Unless you're not a human and you don't love your mother, you probably didn't cry. But we were all there. Trust me.
I know how it feels. I lost my mom, so that was a very emotional moment for me.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that personal moment, Joe. Wow, that's crazy. I can't even go there. Let's see. So there's tons to talk about. Let's start with the beginning, the final confrontation with Wells and Barry Allen. Let's start with you, Joe. Your thoughts, what was running through your mind? What do you think Barry was going to ask? Remember, Eobard Thawne asked Barry, ask me anything.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I'll be like, you know, of course, why'd you kill my mother and all this and that? But then, why stick her? You know, go ahead before I, trample over your answer.
My mind's going a million miles an hour, no pun intended. I mean, my mind's still racing from what I just saw. But when it first, it opens with that shot of them talking. I'm like, wow, we're just going to jump right into it.
There's no sunset or Iris and Barry walking at the park. No, boom, we're in the Park Accelerator. Let's go.
You just get right into it, dude. And it blew my mind when he's like, "Why did you kill my mother?" And he's like, "Because I hate you." And then he gives that explanation. And at first I was kind of confused. I was like, "Wait a minute, wait, 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 wait. Barry did went back and did what? And he went back and did what to who? I was like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. Like, I got to go back and watch that thing again.
Oh, for sure. After we do these two podcasts, I'm going back. I don't care. I'm going to go watch it again. Because it's one of those moments where you're like, whoa, what's going on? Flash Force Frank. Speed Force Frank. Speed Force Frank, yeah. Your thoughts during the whole interrogation scene between Barry and Eoborn Thawne?
Flawless. I mean, it's what Barry wanted the whole time. He got the answers. The only thing he didn't get answered is why he hated him. And just by the way, the West Coast right now is watching Flash Live, and William Shatner just tweeted.
It would be really cool because they could listen to the podcast as they watch the show.
Yeah, and William Shatner just tweeted. He's like, hashtag the Flash, I'm here. He's a big Flash fan.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I knew it was a Rocket fan.
He's huge.
Fan.
A lot of people, and you know what, right now, people are tweeting hashtag Bryan Cranston for Jay Garrick.
Oh, nice. Yes, here in Los Angeles, it's trending, the Flash, hashtag the Flash. So that's kind of cool. Let's see, Matt from Florida, let's go to you, sir. The interrogation scene between Barry and Eoborn Thawne.
Oh, fucking gee, it was so amazing. I saw a short clip from that scene a few days ago, and was so awesome the way Eoborn Thawne says to Barry, goes, I hate you. And then talking about future him from now, how we are reverse flashes from now, and how you are Barry Allen. I find out your secret, go back in time, goes boom, snap the way he snapped his fingers. I hope Tom Cavanaugh returns in season 2. I know he's not, but I want to see the real Harrison Wells in season 2.
Yeah, so going from that scene, we find out what actually happened the night of his mother's murder. We kind of knew, but it was now fleshed out where Eoborn Thawne told Barry that the future Barry went to go save himself as he left and transported past Barry. Streets away, Eoborn Thawne, of course, got so pissed off that he killed his mother, thinking that it would still change the future. And he also explains that he pretty much ran out of gas, out of the Speed Force energy. And then so we got that recap as well. Very cool stuff. Also, now moving on to Star Labs, we see the Doctor from Firestorm and also Robbie helping out Barry and the Scooby-Doo gang. How to time travel. And I'm like, that's just great. Let's just all get together and talk about it, and let's do wormholes here. Of course, based on Eoborn Thawne's recommendations of how he can go back in the past and change the future, and also will set him free to go back to the future as well in his little time machine. Great to see Firestorm back in the picture, right? But not really. We saw the alter egos. Joe from Krypton, what a great addition to the team are the Doctor and Robbie, right?
Yeah, man, I love the guy even playing what's his name? Not Robbie, the other guy.
That's why I said the Doctor.
he's awesome, dude. I love it, dude. I love that they're in there. And you know, I'm
very cool. What about you, Joe?
Oh, go ahead, Francesco. You mean right?
Oh, I'm sorry, Francesco.
Yeah, sorry, I was reading some stuff. What was the question?
The reteaming of Firestorm's alter egos were there to help Barry and the Star Lab team.
With
the whole
awesome
time travel talk and wormhole.
I thought the Doctor, Mr. Garber, was excellent in this. When he was talking to Eddie, it was like he was running on all cylinders. The way he explained coincidence, oh man, that was awesome.
Yeah, very cool addition. Now we're going, let's go to you, Matt, before we move on. Your thoughts on the Doctor and Robbie back in the picture, helping out the Flash.
Awesome. So amazing. I mean, I love seeing Professor Stein back. So cool. I love that guy. I mean, he's
very,
just so
yeah,
phenomenal.
He's very likable. Yeah, I really can't wait for DC Legends. It's going to be crazy that
I
we're going to have
right?
these guys as a weekly, you know,
trailer.
TV show. Now we're moving on to Barry Allen talking to his dad in jail. Very heartfelt moment between the two. Do you think the dad was like, because, I mean, if I was the dad, I'd be like, yeah, go back and change everything. But, of course, we need a solid character that has to keep Barry grounded and is accepted what has happened. He know in his heart he didn't kill his own wife. But to risk losing Barry in the process, because if you remember in Star Labs, they were talking about how fast Mach 2, the Flash, has to run around the particle accelerator to even create that wormhole. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. If you were Barry Allen's dad and he told you he could go back in time and change it, how would you react? And tell us why.
I'd say, okay, yeah. I'd go save my mom because I love my mom so much.
No, you're the dad. You're the dad. You're not.
Oh, I'd say
you're not Barry.
Go
you're
ahead.
The dad.
Like I'm saying to Barry, go save mom.
So you would say
yeah,
go back
say
in time.
Barry.
Okay. All right, let's go to you, Francesco.
I would say it's hard, dude. It's hard to.
Yeah.
So many things can go wrong. I mean, but I'll tell you this. This is Jonathan Kent-esque. I mean, the way
yes.
he talks to Barry.
That's
I mean,
exactly how
I mean,
I thought.
It rivals. But you know what? When you think about it, Jonathan Kent probably would have said the same thing. And
oh,
that's
yeah.
why. That's
mm-hmm.
why I love this. That's why I love
for sure.
Him as the father. He was. It was just amazing. I can't stop saying amazing.
Keep going.
Amazing.
Here, let me play your theme
amazing.
Song, dude. I forgot. You were talking. Go.
Oh, I just. I mean, this show is just. I can't explain it. It's just amazing. I'm speechless.
You've
awesome.
Already said it. More times.
My father. Listen to this. My father-in-law watches the show like once in a while. But when the finale
yeah.
came on, he was like going to take a shower, and he just sat on the couch and watched the whole thing. Like he didn't even get up from the couch to go take a shower. That's how gripping.
Awesome. Very cool.
Joe, real quick, Joe. Did you hear him in the videos that I sent you?
Yeah, I did, and I was laughing. That's cool, though. It's cool.
Okay, so then after the jail scene, oh, let's go to you, Joe. If you were Barry Allen's dad and he told you he could go back in time and change the future, what would you tell your son, Barry?
You know, it's definitely like Francesco said, it's a difficult situation, but, you know, I mean, he was right with what he told him. He was like, you know, there's a certain order of things that has to happen, and if you basically what he told them is if you alter the timeline, it's going to change too much. You know, that's pretty much what he was telling. I think everything
oh, yeah.
he told them was true. Everything he told
oh,
them
yeah.
was right. I mean, he's absolutely right. So that's probably what I would have said, you know, because I look up to Jonathan Kent, and I'm starting to look up to this guy, and, you know, that's exactly what I would have told Barry if I was the father. I would have told him the same thing. Because I don't want to lose my son in the process. I mean, who's
right.
to say that they're not already living in an alternate timeline already? But
right.
as far as he knows, this is like the prime timeline to him. So this is his son. You know, he doesn't want to lose that. So I totally agree with what he told Barry.
Yes. Yes. I agree, too. If you're asking me, I would have said the same thing. I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, I'm like, wait a minute, you could time travel now? But that alone, I'll be very scared to lose my son. You know, I've already lost my wife, and then now my son,
yeah.
and I'm stuck here, and I'm helpless, and I don't know one thing about wormholes. If I start talking to the guards about my son going through wormholes, they're going to laugh at me and think I'm crazy. So, I mean, it's just so much, so many elements. I mean, the writing is there. All right, so now we're moving on to Robbie and Caitlin have their little conversation and how they talk about marriage. How cool is that? First time we get to see a marriage happen. Obviously, it didn't happen with between Iris and Eddie, but they have really good chemistry. Let's talk about that, Caitlin and Robbie. Joe from Krypton, do you think they mesh well, or do you think you know, it's kind of forced upon the writing?
No, I think those two actors do pretty well together. I think they have good chemistry on screen.
Yeah, and it looks like they're married after this episode.
Yeah, I definitely want to see their characters flesh out in the second season.
Yes, definitely. Francesco, for the love interest in all TV shows, do you think this is going to work?
I think it will. I mean, I love when Firestorm comes on. You know, we were all waiting to see what happened at the end, so I was kind of like, all right, Robbie, say what you got to say. Let's get going. But when it came to, you know, when it came to Candace Panabaker, I was, like, totally enthralled of what she was saying. But I think he's a good addition to the show. Yeah. I think he's a good addition to the show. But I was kind of like, hurry up.
Yeah, it's
going to
be interesting how – yeah, it's going to be interesting how when DC Legends starts in 2016, what's going to happen? Is he going to be like, all right, I'm going to go time travel now. Okay, sweetie, don't forget your lunch. I'm sure there's going to be some more rumblings and mix-ups in the future. Matt from Florida, let's go to you. Caitlin and Robbie, is that the new Felicity and Ollie?
Well, I think it's way better because they have so much way better chemistry. Caitlin and Ronnie, guys, you're saying it wrong. Ronnie.
Oh, yeah, I keep saying Robbie because it's Robbie.
Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Is his name?
I can't
no, no.
Get it. Hey, I was talking about the actor, okay? Sorry.
Yeah, he's talking about the actor.
But Robbie ain't male, please.
You know
Robbie
who I was talking about. Come on. If I was saying Clark, then all right, obviously I'm way off.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All
but
right.
Boy,
so moving on from Ronnie and Caitlin, we go to the rooftop with Barry Allen and Iris. Once again, they're meeting on rooftops. It's kind of funny how they all congregate, you know, when they need to talk, they always meet up in the same spot. And even Iris says, yeah, this is a great spot you picked. So do you think this is the last time we'll see them on the rooftop? What do you think? Do you think after these events, the relationship between Iris and Barry elevates? Let's start with you, Matt.
I hope so. I am so done with the whole damn rooftop stuff because they started that with the Flash talking to her, kind of like with the whole Blur stuff on Smallville. I hope we're done with that in season two.
Yeah, because, you know, for a while, remember Lois and Clark on Smallville? It was always the telephone with the blurry, you know, with the voice decode, you know, changing. He's all, raw. I'm the Blur. You know, that was kind of cool for a while, and then obviously, you know, hey, guys, let's move on. You already know it's Clark Kent, so I agree with you. What about you, Joe? Do you think we'll see many more rooftop conversations between Iris and Barry?
Well, I think it's still possible, but I'm a little, you know, it didn't really, if they'd have, like, come up with a more creative way to do it, I think I would have liked it more when they were doing that. But I'm a little worried because I feel like DC's trying to phase out the whole secret identity thing because they're doing it in the comics. Now it seems like they're doing it in the shows. I'm like, no, okay, look, Marvel doesn't have secret identities really, but that's one of DC's things. Like, and I want
yes,
that to stick
the alter
around.
Ego.
Yeah, dude, and I hope they don't phase that out. I'm a little worried about that.
And you know what? You're so right, man. You know, just thinking about, like, okay, why am I more of a DC fan than Marvel fan? And I think it's that element that you just mentioned. I think that's the mm-hmm. missing key I've been trying to track on why I'm more favoring one or the other. I think because of that secrecy and double life and doesn't want the attention, just wants to help, and then boom, check out, and now I'm normal.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a very valid, dude, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Awesome. It's crazy. We're on the same wavelength. Let's go to you, Francesco. Rooftops. Do you think season two will bring more rooftops?
I wouldn't care. I mean, to get some fresh air, but I'm just happy that her advice was the same as Joe's. I was happy about that. I mean, if she would have said like, "Oh no, you should," you know, if she would have said some stupid bullshit like, you know, when she did like a couple episodes ago where she's like busting people's balls about telling her what's going on, who you guys
right.
working with, tell me
that was
secrets.
Annoying.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so if she would have said, like, no, you got, how can you do this to us, Barry? Like, you can't do this.
Oh,
like, you know,
geez.
Blah, blah, blah. I would have been
yeah.
like, I've been like, throw that bitch off the roof, Barry.
People would have,
you know,
definitely turned on off of her.
Yeah, but I'm happy that she said the same thing. I think you got to do what makes you happy because you've always done things for everybody else. And that was good, man. I mean, there were so many great moments, so many great moments.
Yeah, and she even says, just because we don't live together in the future, well, in the past, doesn't mean we won't talk to each other. And I mean, think about it. Eoborn Thawne was there before, well, it's funny, because, you know, once you do time travel, man, you have to have a clear vision of your rules of time travel, because at this point, anything is possible. Like, what causes Eoborn Thawne to, like, say this is already another alternate universe and he's going around to a different timeline? I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Possibilities are infinite, yeah.
Well,
infinite,
Jesus,
yes.
Let me ask you this question. Would you sacrifice, like, all these relationships that you've built up within, like, the 20 years? Like, it's a hard decision that Barry had to make.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But with the price of bringing back your mother... Absolutely yes.
You
absolutely
would?
Absolutely yes.
I mean,
yes.
It's not like that.
All
it's
these relationships, even let's say, you know, because I have kids. Even to say I have kids.
Can
to save my mother,
something?
I would go back.
Can I say something?
Wow.
You know, me and Francesco, we both lost our parents. And even though, you know, I love my mother to no end, man, I would do anything for her, but... At the same time, I think what makes Barry a hero is that he's not only thinking about himself, he's being considerate of other people's lives, you know?
Yes.
You know, it's like...
And we definitely,
you know, like,
see
okay.
that in this episode.
Yeah. So that's a really hard decision, man. I mean,
my
point was, I mean, I love my mother, but even I would be like, gosh, do I save my mom or... Or, you know, do I alter this timeline and ruin everyone else's lives, you know?
But see, if you go back and you change the future, that doesn't even exist. It only exists in your mind. Because
those
people are still living their life and have their own, you know, future to live out.
But that's part of the consequences. When you alter a timeline, it could mean someone else's death. You know, because
right.
death comes no matter what. When
right,
I forgot what movie it was I watched, but it was saying that even when you save a life, death comes for another. You know, like
we've seen it in remember that movie? I think it's called Time Machine or something like that. Also, there's another movie. There's another movie where the guy tries to save his girlfriend. And each time he saves her, she dies, like, a couple seconds later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's always going to the past, trying to save her every step away. You know, each time frame he tries to save her, and then she dies. So, that's definitely a consequence of changing time. There's definitely a lot there. Now, going back to the scene where Barry Allen goes back to Eoborn Thawne and Eoborn Thawne says, actually, you came quicker than I thought. Did that scare you?
That's what she
said. He might know what's about to happen in the future? Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Do you think the Reverse Flash might have had an inkling of what's about to happen? Because he did say he expected him to come a little earlier. Or do you think that's just a coincidence?
That's what she said.
I think he did expect him to come back a bit earlier, yeah. Because he was waiting for him. Because like he said at that one part, he said, you didn't save her. You could have had the life you wanted. I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to kill your father. That scene was amazing.
Yeah. Like Francesco says, amazing. All right, Francesco, let's go to you, sir.
Sorry, man. Just repeat the question.
You know what? We'll move on because we're late here on time. But this does not conclude our conversation of The Flash. We are continuing this podcast on DC Comics Talk, so please go on over to DC Comics Talk right now. This concludes this episode of The Flash Talk, but part two of our hour-long podcast continues on DC Comics Talk. Have a good night, and we'll see you next season on season two of The Flash.
Good night.